Thank you, Father. Isn't God good? Oh, he just amazes me when he just overwhelms us with his presence. People can argue with us all day long, but when they sense his presence, somehow it just melts people and causes them to be silent. It just causes them to be silent. We're going to pray tonight because God answers prayer. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I love when God confirms through the gifts of the Spirit. There's just something about it. Because we can come here and we can pray till we're blue in the face, but unless God does it, nothing will get changed or nothing will happen. So God has to do it. But we have to position ourselves with the right hearts, with the right heart attitudes. In Psalms, it says, who can ascend into the hill of the Lord but he that has clean hands and a pure heart? We can't even ascend into that mountain, my brother and sister, without clean hands and a pure heart. Thank God we're clean by the blood of Jesus. I just want to read a scripture in Exodus because sometimes we think praying isn't being effective, and in fact, it really is. We may not see anything in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, something is going on. Something's manifesting. Something's happening. There are things taking place that we can't see. There are barriers that are being torn down and obstacles that are being taken out of the way so that God can manifest himself to us. And Exodus 14:14 simply says this, the Lord shall fight for you. I love that because it takes all the pressure off of you and me. Because sometimes when we walk this walk, we get tired because we think that we have to fight, and we do need to endure hardness is a good soldier. We do need to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. But the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. See, sometimes we don't have to say a word. We can just let the Lord fight our battles, and people will know that it was God that delivered us. It was God that heard our cry, and it was God that answered us. How many been in trouble and know that it was God that heard your cry, and it was God that answered you? No one else could deliver you but God. But God. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. That it also says in the scriptures that we need to fight for our sons and daughters, our houses and our lands. There are some things that I believe we've lost as the body of Christ that we need to fight for and we need to get back. I don't believe we need to sit back anymore. I believe we need to take the battle to the gate. I believe we need to begin to charge the enemy. He's charged us long enough. He's fought against us long enough. And it's time for the church of Jesus Christ to charge the enemy. I'm not looking at a bunch of weak Christians. I'm looking at sons and daughters of the living God. I'm looking at kings and priests and high priests. I'm looking at the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift out thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if it seems like you're about to cave in. You feel like you've been jerked through a knothole backwards. God has your back. I don't think you heard me. People, all kinds of people might be against you, but God is for you. If God before me, who can be against me? It doesn't matter. If God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you, because when God is for you, and you stretch forth your arms in worship, God is going to prepare you a table in the presence of your enemies. God is going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. I'm excited to be living in this day. I'm excited because God is on the move. God is beginning to stir some things and change some things and begin to change you and begin to change me. Why? Because we need a change. We need our heart broken for lost souls. For the lost souls that we walk by in our workplace, for the lost souls in this neighborhood, we need our hearts broken for the lost. Because people are going to hell if they don't meet Jesus. Oh, my brother and sister, it's about, and always has been about, souls. It's not about how big the church gets or how well we sing or how well we preach or teach. It's about seeing the lost saved. We need that compassion that Jesus had. When he looked upon the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. We need some compassionate men and women in the body of Christ that aren't looking to be seen or heard, but to just see souls won into the kingdom of God. Souls won into God's kingdom. We need to see souls saved. It's always been about souls. That's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't come to build his kingdom. Jesus didn't come to build his church. Jesus came to die for you and me, that there might be a way of escape for mankind. And thank God he is the escape, and he's the only escape. There is no other. I said there is no other, my brother and sister. There is no other. It's only through Jesus. It's only through Jesus. It's only through Jesus where we can be saved. It's in that name, demons tremble. It's in that name that you and I are saved tonight. It's in that name we can claim healing in the name of Jesus. It's still about the blood in the name of Jesus. It was never meant to be changed and twisted and for money. It's always been about Jesus. Jesus brought nothing into this world and he took nothing with him, but he did take souls. He didn't take fame. He didn't take fortune, but he took the thief on the cross. He took souls, my brother and sister. And I want to see souls come to Jesus. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. I want to touch people for Jesus. I believe you want to touch people for Jesus. I believe some of the trials we've all been through is to distract us and to take our eyes off of the real focus of souls. But I believe somehow God has brought that focus back. Because there's something that's been stirring on the inside of me that I just can't get away from. I've just been praying for Brother V in the vision, because the vision's always been about souls. It's always been about souls for this ministry. It's never been about being famous or having the notoriety of men. We want to see souls won into the kingdom of God. That is the utmost importance on God's agenda. And the other utmost importance is, if you're backslidden or you're having trouble, God wants to leave the 99 and go after you because he loves and cares for you. God doesn't wish any perish, but that all come to the knowledge of salvation. You know, I'm gonna correct myself and correct some things I said in my younger days. I'm not saying God's not justice and God's not justified, but I've been through some trials that have taught me about God's mercy and about his grace. And when you've gone through some trials and learned about his mercy and his grace, you understand something about God's long suffering and about his love. And you know, we used to say that if somebody had sinned and died, they would go to hell. But you know what? God's much more merciful than we are. Oh yes, I said that, and a few other people around this church said that too. But as I've gone through trials, and as I begin to grow in the Lord, Jesus doesn't wish that any perish. If somebody was hit by a car and they had 5 seconds and said, "God, forgive me," God would forgive them. Do you understand me, my brother and sister? God would forgive them because he is faithful. If they had a second and said, "Jesus," and they called upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved according to the scripture. They not maybe, but they shall be saved according to God's word. The Bible says, "Call upon me and I will save you." If a sinner calls on Jesus, he can be heard then. But until then, he can't be heard. Thank you for the amen. God doesn't hear sinners, but He hears when sinners repent. He wants to hear them repenting. He wants to hear them saying, Jesus, forgive me. He wants to hear them say, Jesus, forgive me. He wants to see some of us say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for that bad attitude. Forgive me for being tired and watching the boob tube instead of spending time in your word. And we're all guilty. I'm not here to point the finger. I just want to see us win souls. I just want to see us win souls. I want to see us win souls, my brother and sister. The hour is too late for us not to win souls. I've got relatives that need Jesus. We got to win souls. And when we get them saved, we've got to pray for Christ to be formed in them. After they're illuminated, they endure a great fight of affliction. And I believe we've seen people saved, and I believe we failed in not praying that Christ be formed in them. And I'm just as guilty. But as I was talking with somebody this week, and I called them back and said that I'm going to stand in agreement with you because I want to see Christ formed in this person. Because that's the utmost, is to see a sinner saved, my brother and sister. All the other stuff will come if we begin to let God rend our hearts for the lost. Everything else that we long to see, we will see. Because it will be evident that when sinners get saved, every other blessing will follow. When God begins to save the lost, you are going to see miraculous healings. It all starts with sinners being saved. God will use healings to show the sinner that He is all powerful. But the greatest thing to draw people is still the old rugged cross. It's still the cross. It's still Jesus dying on that cross. When we had Bible studies at Mom and Dad's, we weren't fancy, didn't know much. But we prayed and talked about the cross. And talked about Jesus. And God moved. And God touched. And God delivered. Doug's here today because God delivered. There's another man named Randy that's serving Jesus where devils came out of him. Because we prayed and sought God and wanted to see souls saved. We weren't looking to build a church. We wanted to see souls saved. We wanted to see souls saved. That's all we wanted to do. We weren't known, didn't want to be known. But souls were saved. But we must pray that Christ be formed in them. Paul said we got to pray again that Christ be formed in them. If Paul said that, it must have been of utmost importance for him to say that. We talked about that at lunch today, about people that got saved. And I said, well, we've got to pray for Christ to be formed in them. Because once they get saved, that's great, that's wonderful. They're saved. But now there's another fight that comes and happens. After they're illuminated, they endure a great fight of affliction. That's why Paul said, we must pray that Christ be formed in them. And there are people in our church that we need to pray for Christ to be formed in them. And I'm praying it for you and I'm praying it for me. Because there are areas of my life that I want Christ to be performed in my life. There are areas and attitudes in my life that I want Jesus to have the preeminence. That I want Him to be the Lord of. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That I want Him to be the Lord of. Will y'all please come down? We're going to pray. We're going to pray because God is faithful. If you just want to go around and pray, then you can just go whatever God lays on your heart, pray. Because God wants us to pray. He keeps encouraging us to pray. Why? Because something's fixing to break forth. Something's fixing to manifest. Something's fixing to happen at the Holy Church of God. Something's fixing to happen at the Holy Church of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Y'all stretch your hand towards Doug. You weren't here Super Bowl Sunday, brother, but God was. You weren't feeling good. And God dropped something in my heart on the drums tonight. When you first came to this ministry, God put something in your heart. He put the rebuilding of the wall. Nobody put that in you but God's Spirit, brother. Nobody, not mom, not my dad, not me, not Sherry, but the Holy Ghost put that inside of you. And the enemy's trying to discourage you, trying to distract you, and we've all kind of been lazy and not took that vision with you. And I want to be the first to apologize, my brother. Because God put that in you to help us to rebuild the wall. There's certain things that we've left still up that God's laid on your heart, brother. And God wants you to begin to expound those things to us again, because there are things we need to rebuild the walls again, and we're doing it in prayer. But Lord, I want to thank you for my brother. Father, I pray that the vision that you've given him, Lord, that it would begin to burn in him like never before. Father, like the Holy Ghost in fire, I pray that vision would begin to burn, Father, bright like never before, Father. I pray that it would begin to burn like never before, Father. And Lord, I thank you for the vision you've given him for the media, Father God. I pray that you'd begin to expound that even more, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that you'd begin to bless him and his household, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father, for touching him, strengthening him, and encouraging him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, when discouragement comes, Father, I pray that you would begin to just carry him, Father, with your wings, Father God. Carry him away and just wrap your arms around him, Father, in the name of Jesus, in your love, Father, and just love on him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we will give you the praise, we will give you the honor, and we will give you the glory, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray, Lord, do it. Do it. Let the vision begin to burn bright, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this man might know how we can grow, how we can rebuild certain things, Father God, and begin to strengthen certain things and put rocks here and rocks there and begin to rebuild the wall, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You put a work in him and an organization in him that I need and my pastor needs, Father, because us two don't have it. But I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for giving it to Doug, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless him, Father. Let the vision burn bright, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when he prays, let him begin to, when he prays and he's by himself, when he prays unto you, Father, let those prayers that he's praying to you begin to be manifested and answered, Father, in the name of Jesus. Manifested and answered, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. We thank you and praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you. Give us this city, Father. Give us this city, Father. Give us souls, Father. Give us souls, Father. We want souls for your kingdom, Father. We want souls for your kingdom, Lord. Father, teach us to pray and teach us to win souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, give us wisdom, Father, on how to win souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us the right words, Father, to say in the name of Jesus. Give us the right words, Father. Give us souls, Father. Lord, we want to see souls. Say, Father. Translated out of the powers of darkness, Father, and into your marvelous light, Father. Lord, we want to see souls, Father. We want to see old things pass away in people and all things become new, Father. Lord, we want to see change in people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to see change in us, O God. Lord, rend our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us compassion for the lost. Give us compassion for the damned. Give us compassion for the dying, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, give us compassion for the lost, Father. Oh, Father, Rulobo Shetia la Mohuma Makasidi Diondo, Boshanda la Bakasiti Diondo, Bokoshata Dianda Bahasiata. Father, oh, give us compassion, Lord. Lord, when one of us are hurting, let us be so knit in love, Father, that we sense it and we love on each other. And we throw a rope down, Father, and we say, there is lifting up. In the name of Jesus, there is lifting up in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, have your way, Father, in this place. Have your way in our life, Father God, in our families, in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim our families for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We claim our families for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Satan, we come against you in the name of Jesus. And we command you to loose our families, to loose our children, to loose our loved ones in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our loved ones, over this city, Father. We want to see this city turned upside down for Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Move by your Spirit, Father. Move by your Spirit, Father. Lord, begin to draw like never before. Lord, we need the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, Father. Father, we need your convicting power in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, Father, draw sinners. Draw the backsliders in the name of Jesus. Draw the backsliders in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Draw them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in our lives. Lord, we want you to be the Lord of everything. Not just the Lord of some things, but Father, the Lord of everything. Yes, Lord, even the Lord of our bad attitudes, Lord. Father, the Lord of our tiredness, the Lord of our wantonness. We want you to be the Lord of everything. The Lord all in all, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, have your way in our lives, Father. Lord, not our wills, but yours be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, not our will, but yours be done, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, begin to rend our hearts for the lost again. For the lost, Father. For the lost, Father. Oh, Father, give us souls. Give us souls, Father. Lord, begin to stir our pastor, Lord. Let his heart begin to burn for souls again, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the vision become apparent. Let it begin to burn like never before, Father. In the name of Jesus. Begin to write it upon his heart, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, as he grabs a pen, let him be as a ready writer, Father. In the name of Jesus. And let him write the vision down plainly, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're not done with us. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry. We plead the blood of Jesus over our pastors. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the precious blood over this neighborhood, over this community. We plead the blood over this community. We stand in the gap for this community in the name of Jesus. We want to see this community saved, Father, saved for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, begin to move by your Spirit in this community in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, begin to draw them in Jesus' name. Begin to draw them. Lord, let them drive by here and let them be driven by the Holy Spirit. Let their eyes be opened by the glorious light of the gospel in the name of Jesus. We bind the God of this world over their mind, lest they should see the glorious light of the gospel, Father. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to open their eyes. In Jesus' name, to do it, Lord. To do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. To do it in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father. Father, I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you for a flood tide of souls coming into the kingdom. Father, I thank you that I'm going to claim Joel 2, Father, in the name of Jesus. That in the last days you're going to pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, Father. In the name of Jesus, you're not done with us. You're not done with America. You're not done with China. You're not done with the world, Father. There's still a harvest to get, Father. And Lord, we want to be part of that harvest. We want to be part of that harvest, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, open our eyes that we might see the harvest. Father, here are laborers that are crying out to you saying, here are we. Send us, O God. Send us, O God, in the name of Jesus into the fields. But Father, you must send us in the name of Jesus. You must send us in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I thank you and I praise you for saving souls. I pray, Father, for all those that have been saved over the last 5 to 10 years, Father, that Christ would be formed in them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that Christ would be formed in John and in Little Burl, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that Christ would be formed in them, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I thank you for Burl, Father. Lord, I pray that his situation, Father, of always wanting to be alone, that you would begin to break that, Father, down in the name of Jesus. And that he'd be around the brethren. And that you'd give him a love for the brethren. And that he wouldn't be a hermit, but he'd have a love for the brethren, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, I thank you for doing it by your Spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for Christ being formed in Burl. Christ being formed in John Shatra, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you and praise you, Father, for Christ being formed in these men, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we claim them for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, I thank you that you're not done with us and you're not done with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father, for opening their eyes as they read your word, Father. Give them a hunger for the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a hunger for the things of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us all a hunger for the things of God. Let us care about the things of God once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, and not care about the things of this world, Father, but care about the things of our great God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us be done with earthly things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, let us follow and let us be about our Father's business, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let us be about your business, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Let us be about your business, Father. Oh, Father, help us not to waste time in the name of Jesus, but to redeem the time. For the day is late, Father, and the hour is late. Lord, teach us to redeem the time in the name of Jesus. Teach us to redeem the time. In the name of Jesus. Father, Father, I thank you for the lampstand that's in this place. I thank you for the anointing that's in this place. I thank you that it won't only break, but it will destroy every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes, Father. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we came to fight for our houses and our lands. We came to fight for our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we came to serve notice on you, Satan, to let our children and families go in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And to take your filthy, bony fingers off of our families in the name of Jesus. And off of our children in the name of Jesus. We plead the precious blood of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for you take your hands off of every family member that's related here in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for loosing them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And letting them go, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, babakandi di yopo koshite di anda. Kala labo huma makasiti di anda. Beshiti di yoma mo kushiti di anda. Kala labo huma makasi. Ko mamahasi. Ko kala labo huma mahashi di anda. Mo baba lada raba kasanda di anda rabo hushi di anda. Mishiti di yakata da 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 mahuma mama. Shiti di yata da 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 makanda. Father, I thank you and praise you for moving by your Spirit in this place. I thank you that when we come together, there'll be such an anointing, Father God. There'll be such a love for one another first, that there'll be an anointing like it says in the Psalms, Father. When the brethren come together in unity, Father God. Lord, teach us to come together in unity. Let us put aside our differences and come together in love. Come together in unity that we might see souls saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us put away our differences that souls might be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, I don't want my differences to be in the way of a sinner being saved, Father. In the name of Jesus. I don't want my bad attitude being in the way, Father, of a soul being saved, Father. Oh, Father, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to put away our flesh and what we want, and to search for what you want, Father God, and to serve you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over our children. We plead the blood over our children. We plead the blood over our children. You cannot have them in the name of Jesus. You cannot have them in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus lays claim on them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. And we command you, Satan, to loose them and to let them go in the name of Jesus. To loose them and to let them go in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children. I plead the blood of Jesus over this place. Over this place. Father, this is your house. Let it be known as a house of prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Baba Kandara Mohushi di Yanda. Iti di Yamma Mokushi, Titi di Yatatarabakuma Mama, Kalabahu, she did the Yatarabahanda, Malabahu, she did the Yatarabahasanda, Mama Mahasi, Titi di Yanda, the Ramahushi Yata, Masha Titi di Yanda, Molabahu, she did the Yanda. The enemy has to give back everything that he's stolen from us. It's not up for negotiation. He has to give it back in the name of Jesus. He's got to give our health back in the name of Jesus. He's got to give our finances back in the name of Jesus. He's got to give us a sound mind back in the name of Jesus. Everything that God ordained for us to have, He's got to give it back in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name, not in the name of a church but in the name of Jesus. Diabetes can be healed in the name of Jesus. Cancer can be healed in the name of Jesus. Kayla's ear can be healed in the name of Jesus. Ashley Brooks' mind can be healed in the name of Jesus. I did not come to mince words. I came to fight for my houses and lands, my sons and daughters, and my fellow brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you. When Heather told me the report this week that Sherry and Doug had gotten about Kayla, something on the inside of me got very angry. It was not the Sean that gets angry and blows off his top. There's a difference. Believe you me, I began to walk around the house and I began to plead the blood of Jesus over Kayla. Let me explain why, because the devil is a liar. He's a big fat liar. And everything that God promised us, God will do it in the name of Jesus. And I begin to plead the blood. And I begin to pray for you, Doug. And I begin to pray for you, Sherry. Because it can be heart-wrenching. It can be fearful to get a report like that. And I begin to pray for y'all to begin to stand on the Word of God. And I believe, and I begin to pray for y'all to plead the blood of Jesus over your daughter and over your household. Because the enemy is a liar. The enemy is a liar. God changes not. I don't care what the report says. You don't understand me. We're not asking for a healing because she's healed according to the Word of God. We're asking for the manifestation of the healing in Jesus' name. We're asking for the manifestation of the healing in her ear in the name of Jesus. And we're asking for that thing to never come back in the name of Jesus. We curse it in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the root. We lay the axe to the root in the name of Jesus. And we will bo sheta la mokuma makasa tala bohuma shiti didi omokuma ma shiti didi omomoku shiti didi omokola la bahasi didi anda. I plead the blood of Jesus over Kayla in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that it's not by might nor by power, but it is by the very Spirit of God in Jesus' name, Father. I thank you and praise you, Father, for doing it by your Spirit. Father, we will give you the praise, we will give you the honor, and we will give you the glory because we serve that kind of God. We serve that kind of God because our God is big enough. 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 Our God is big enough in the name of Jesus. Our God is big enough. Our God is big enough to save the lost. Our God is big enough to heal arthritis. Our God is big enough to heal every area of our body because He's big enough. And it may get to the point, my brother and sister, companies are changing. Most companies today are changing their health care. Most companies are only providing it for the worker these days and not for the families because they can save money. So what's a husband going to do when only the company provides insurance for only him? I tell you, if he's a Christian, he's going to trust the Lord. And it's going to get to the point where our God is going to have to do exactly what this book right here says that he's going to do. It's going to get to the point where we can't afford insurance, but we have assurance that Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I change not. I'm still the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Ditter, you're here today because God is faithful. Nana, you're here today because God is faithful. We're here today because of His faithfulness. Not because we're such great Christians, but because our God is faithful. And merciful, forgiving, and long-suffering. Because quite frankly, sometimes we just some evil people, stubborn people, and stiff-necked people. We are. And God's just gracious and merciful enough to us to forgive us. And we're bold enough to believe that He does forgive us, thank God. And I'm bold enough to declare what His Word says. Do not let the enemy take the battle to you anymore, my brother and sister. But you begin to take the battle to Him. Because He's under our feet according to the Word of God. He's defeated according to God's Word. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. I dealt with fear as I was going through trouble at work, and fear would come to me, and I had a fear of being demoted, and I ended up getting demoted, and it's okay. I don't have a fear anymore of getting demoted. It's okay, because my God is going to take care of me. My God is going to provide for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God's going to take care of us. You might have had a job for 30 years, but that's not your provider. It's a source of provision, but it's God that provides for you. He might use Publix. He might use Tampa Electric, but He's the provider. So y'all pray for me this week, please, because I've put my application in with another company. Not because I'm bitter, because I want to be in God's house on Sunday. Because I want to be about my Father's business. It ain't about the money anymore. I used to think, and through a fit, and I had to have a motorcycle. Y'all quit laughing at me. And you can ask my wife and children. I threw a fit like a 2-year-old. But all I need is Jesus. Sometimes you come full circle. And come back to the cross. And come back to the one thing that gives you joy. The one thing that gives you peace. The one thing that satisfies. And that's Jesus. And I don't need the money as much as I need Him. I don't need the motorcycle as much as I need Him. And I told my wife, and I had to repent as a man and as a father, that I tried giving my kids the world instead of giving them Jesus. And you can sit here and say what you want, that there's nothing wrong with giving your kids things, and no, there's not. But there's a vast difference between giving them the world and giving them Jesus. And if I would have been the example that I should have been as a godly father and as a godly husband, my kids probably wouldn't have went down some of the roads they went down. Are you blaming yourself, Brother Sean? No, not fully. They have a will and I understand that. But I also have an obligation as a Christian man, as a Christian husband, and as a Christian father to lead by example. And frankly, sometimes we fall flat on our face in being the example that we need to be to our children. And I've just come to the place in my life where I want to be in God's house. And I've always wanted to be here on Sunday. And many of you know that. And it's not something, I'm not trying to promote myself. I just want to be about my Father's business. I don't want to miss the souls that come through that door and get saved. I don't want to have to hear my wife say, "Honey, 5 people got saved today." It's awesome, because that's important to me. It's more important to me to see be here and see the 5 souls saved than to make $100,000 a year or $50,000 a year, because there is no price tag on a soul. There is no price tag on a soul. And God's begin to stir this young man. And I begin to pray for God to melt my heart for the lost. Because it's all about souls, my brother and sister. I don't want to go the rest of this year without winning a soul. I can't go another year. I can't be so engulfed in my world, in my children. Not that I don't love them, that I don't care about God's children and what God wants us to do in this place. Because I want to be about my Father's business. Maybe you don't understand where I'm coming from. It's okay. But when you've been called by God, there's a distinct difference. Because I want to be about my Father's business. Maybe I shouldn't have took the promotion. Maybe I didn't miss God. But you know what? It's okay. Because God's a God of restoration. And we can still redeem the time. Because there's still time as long as the door of grace is open. And the door of grace is still open, my brother and sister. And for now, at this point in time, I've been called to this place. But y'all pray for me, because I got some decisions to make. Because God is faithful and God is true. And I want to say this, I love everybody. But I want to be where God completely wants me. Jesus could do no mighty miracle in his own town because everybody knew him. I'm not saying I'm leaving the church, y'all. Y'all stop that right now. That's not what I'm saying. I felt that. Oh, he's getting rid. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If God opens the door for me to go somewhere and minister, I would humbly and graciously, regretfully take it. Because I know that for right now, God's got me here. But that's not to say God won't open a door and send me somewhere else. And that's why I put in an application. Because I want to be about my Father's business. And because if God opens the door for our pastor to go and minister, I want to be able to fill in with Brother Taylor so he can go and minister. And he can go evangelize and touch lives for Jesus. It's not about the money. God will take care of me. God will take care of my children. God. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all can say what y'all want. That was for me. Because I'm tired of the politics at work. They make me sick. They sicken my stomach. And it's not that. It's not the people, you understand. It's just the system that really sickens me. I'm not a brown noser. That's not my calling. I can't do it. It's just not in me. I'm a worker. I would give you 100%. I would do you a good job. But I'm not a brown noser. I might make some mistakes, but I'll do my best to learn from those mistakes. And so I've put in an application with G&K, so I'm praying to God. I'm praying not my will first and foremost, but His be done. But If Publix is closed and he's opened the door here, that's where I want to go. Because it would be Monday through Friday. And I just think for my family and for me, it would be more beneficial. I could be wrong. But I believe God will honor the fact that I want to be in his house. And God will open a door. So y'all pray for me this week. Because it's not an easy decision. It's just, I had a guy at work tell me, well, an associate, well, what are you doing? I says, nothing. He goes, well, if you ever need a job, I knew the head honcho at G&K, and I didn't even tell him I had applied because I have an ace in the hole. His name's Jesus. I don't. This is something personal between me and God that I have to do for my family, first for my God and then for my family. I still have to work. I understand that. But I don't have to be where somebody wants to try to put their thumb down on me and take the abuse. I don't have to be there. And Publix isn't the only company in Florida. It's been a good company. And it's not Publix per se. It's just the influence and district that I'm in. And the people that I'm around. It's just, if you've never worked retail, you wouldn't understand. But those that have understand completely what it's like. So I've applied. I'm expecting God to do great things. I'm expecting God to open a door because he's our provider. So I hope you're encouraged because God is faithful. He's our protector. He's our provider. And whatever he said in his word, man, it's ours for the taking if you'll receive it. But you got to receive it. Some of you in here have been saved a long time, and God still wants to soften your heart and change you and change me. Because we're not too old for God to change. We haven't walked with Jesus long enough to where he can't change us. And if you think you have, you need this altar right now. Because we all need changing from the inside out. We all need changing from the inside out. We all need to where we don't get so short-tempered or short with one another like we do sometimes. It's going to happen. We're going to get short with each other because we're human. But we got to go to each other and say, forgive me for getting short with you. I don't want my prayers to be hindered. That's how serious it is, my brother and sister. We want our prayers answered. Then we don't need to be short with each other. And if we are short with each other, even if you're a husband and wife, repent to each other so that our prayers aren't hindered. Amen? But we want to see we can't have any conflict of interest when we go to pray to our God. Well, God knows everything he does. But he also told us to love each other and forgive one another. And if we can't forgive each other, then God won't forgive us. That's hard to swallow, and some people don't want to accept that, but that's the Bible. Sean didn't write that down. Sean's just quoting what the Bible says. If I offend Doug and Doug offends me and we don't resolve it, God's not going to listen to us. Thank you for the amen. God's going to have me go to Doug and say, Doug, I'm sorry. Forgive me, brother. I love you. Then now I can come and pray and God hear me. But see, we wouldn't let our flesh have dominance. Well, I'll call him in the morning. Bless God. God knows my heart. I'll just let... God knows my heart. Bless God. I'll call him in the morning. Yeah, he does. But obedience, the scripture says, is better than sacrifice. And it might be the hardest thing in the world for you to pick up the phone and call that person and say, I'm sorry. But if you say in your heart, Lord, I'm doing this because your word says that I'm to forgive and to not let the sun go down on my wrath. God will honor that, and God will give you the grace for you to call that person and apologize. And God will work a work. And God will do a mending. And God will do a healing. Amen? I don't know why I'm saying that. Let's pray. Anybody need prayer before we go? Because God hasn't gone nowhere. He's still here in our midst. He's still here in our midst, and he wants to touch and heal and to deliver because he's faithful. He's faithful. We serve a faithful God. He's more faithful to us than we are to him. Oh, he's so faithful. You know, it's his love. It makes me want to love Him and serve Him. It ain't His rod of correction. It's His love. It's when I know I've done wrong and He puts His arms around me anyway and says, I love you, son. And y'all know when y'all do wrong and He does the same thing to you, it's that love that makes me want to serve Him. It's that love that makes me want to live right, walk right, and be right. I want to be the best Christian that I can. But I know that I can't do it without His grace. But I want people to sense Jesus when they come around me. Not for me to be seen, but I want to carry His fragrance. I want us to carry His fragrance. When we go to the mall or the restaurant or some women that went into Cato's today, we want them to take His fragrance into those places, because people will notice a difference. I had a woman cut my hair for many, many years. And when I would go see her, I never preached to her, never talked to her about Jesus, but she knew I'm a Christian. She knew that I'm a Christian. And I would just go and let her cut my hair and pay her and leave. And I stopped going to her for a while because she moved or something and moved back. And she goes, Sean, I missed when you come in because there's a peace you bring in here when you come and I cut your hair. And I said, I was taken back because I'm just an average man. Makes an average dollar. There's nothing special about me. I'm not in Time Magazine as America's number one sexy man. I'm not gonna be there. My sister's laughing, so is my wife, but it's okay. I'm not Prince Charming. But I want to live for Jesus and I love God. But when she said that to me, I said to myself, wow, haven't preached to her, haven't told her about Jesus. I was just myself. I would ask how her brother's doing and have small talk and cut my hair and leave. And when she said that, I went and got in the car and left and said, Lord, You're amazing. But you've got to understand, this woman is backslidden. Unfortunately, she was hurt in a church, seen a minister fall, but I'm praying for God to save her, because God's married to the backslider. He's married to the backslider. She's into all kinds of stuff now, but I'm praying for God to save her. She's looking for peace in all the wrong places. If she looked to Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, she'd have peace. Just like us. We have peace because He is the Prince of Peace. Not because we're so great or we're so wonderful. No, because our God is great and our God is wonderful. I said our God is great and our God is wonderful. And if there's anything good in me, it's because of Him. It's because of Him. So let's go to God in prayer. Thank You for coming. Thank You for praying. Believe me, God takes notice of these things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That'd be fine. That'd be fine. Father, we thank You for this evening. Father, we thank You that You're going to meet every need of this ministry, and that You have for the last 38 years, Father, You've been faithful. And Lord, I thank You, Father, for Father, Lord, an abundance of souls coming to the kingdom. And Father, I thank You for an abundance of provision, Father. And Lord, I thank You that You're always and on-time God, Father. And Lord, bless my brothers and sisters here tonight. When they go their way, let your peace rest upon them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen and amen.